Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Truly, it's a blessing to be with you once again. Today, we would like to talk about why do Christians suffer? What a question. Many times we get asked this question, so we don't know how to answer this question. But today, with the help of the Lord, looking through His Word, we hope to answer that question. We first like to start off with our reading that will be coming from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 through 16, and it reads as follows. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Praise be to God. The first reason I want you to understand why Christians suffer is simply because of the sin in the Garden of Eden. God said, in the day that ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die. And there's certain things that happened when Adam and Eve took part of that fruit. The Bible says sin entered and then sin passed upon all, that all have sinned. And the Bible tells us ultimately sin brings forth death. So that is an amount of suffering. The sad news is that we all must die. And we know that in that process, there's an amount of suffering that goes along with it. Suffering is passed down simply because of the sin that has happened. Many a times we'll see a brother or sister with some sickness or some ailment, and we say, hey, what did they do? What sin did they commit? They didn't commit any sin. Simply because we're born, we will suffer. I want you to understand that. Job 14:1 says, a man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. It is basically a consequence that has been passed down us that we're going to suffer because we're simply born into sin. So when we see someone going through things, they might not have committed any sin, but they simply have been born, and therefore that brings amount of suffering. In some cultures, when people are born, they cry. And when they die, they rejoice. I think we need to think about that, because that's truly the way I think it should be as well. But another reason we suffer is we suffer at the chastening hand of the Lord. We suffer at the chastening hand of the Lord. You know, the Bible tells us that God chasteneth those whom He loveth. God chasteneth those whom He loveth. So if you are committing some type of sin, you're not following God's word, and God chasteneth you, that is going to involve suffering. Because God made man, and He knows what's in man, and He knows how to get the response that He's looking for. So God will chasten us with suffering, and that can be a myriad of things. It could be pressures in your life, at work, on your job, at home, some type of sickness, whatever it could be. God chasteneth those whom He loves. So if you're a child of God and you are being chastened of Him, the Bible tells us we need to be patient during those times. God is at work molding us into the image of His Son, and we simply need to stand still and get corrected what we're doing wrong, because God is working on us. Now, next time we'll be talking about taking communion the wrong way. Please tune in. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.